This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The speaker is Father Pablo Straub, a Redemptorist priest and the founder of two religious communities, the Consecrates of the Most Holy Savior, for men and for women. The Order of Mercy, defending the faith throughout the world, willing to give up our own selves for others whose faith is in danger. Go to orderofmercy.org.
There is confusion, my very dearest, about the word law. And there's not just one kind of law, but several kinds. Now we'll begin with the less important laws, and then we'll go to the very important law. And of course, I'm not going to go over, say, 18 minutes, because some of you have to get on to other things. Some of you are going to work yet. Law. So first we're going to speak about human law. That is of two kinds, civil and ecclesiastical. So we'll say a word now about civil law. Well, first of all, if a law is human, that is to say, devised by human beings, it is subject to change by the same human beings that made the law. For instance, then you have civil law and ecclesiastical law. Now, civil law is so obviously subject to change. In China for a while, for traffic, in communist China, a red street light meant go, because the Reds wanted red associated with progress. So they changed, and the green light meant stop and stay till you get a red light. So there you have a section of humanity legislating, making a law. I think somewhere along the line, the Chinese Marxist government got in line with the rest of the world. I guess they saw visitors piling up too much, from not being able to get used to a green light, meaning stop. So they got in line with the rest of the world. So a human law is subject to change, can be changed by those authorized to make laws. They can change them. Now I hear something landing here in the States about a health law that some folks just may want to change. All right. Ecclesiastical laws are man-made laws and subject to change. The church has church laws, for instance, about meat on Friday. When at least the older of us were kids, you wouldn't think of slipping a slice of liverwurst into your cheese sandwich on a Friday. All year round. In fact, if you bit into it by mistake, and as you're chewing it, and liverwurst tastes so good, you'd spit it out. You'd spit it out when we were kids. So strict was the law of abstinence in meats on 52 Fridays a year. And in the church, who had made the law of Friday abstinence all year round, limited it to Advent and Lent. So there you have a case of a human law subject to change, actually being changed by authorized people. But now we're going to go up to another category of law. Natural law. And a natural law is a law made neither by ecclesiastical authority nor civil authority. A natural law is right in the being. Right in the being. I want to say it again for the third time. A natural law is right in the being, placed there by the Creator. Now, just to give a very clear example of this, when a lady realizes, perhaps for the first time, would be her first pregnancy, I have a baby in me. It's natural. It's natural for her even to try to caress the baby. Sometimes they'll talk to the baby. It's natural. Above all now, they protect their baby. It's natural. And it has so many expressions in different cultures, but it's natural law. Like in the days of Juan Diego, I don't recall, is there a Guadalupana within view here? Yeah, over here. This very dark purple sash around the waistline, ladies would put that on as they were on their way out into the fields. It was the ladies that did the harvesting and lifting of the bundles. And that purple sash meant, don't make me bend over too much or lift heavy things. I'm going to have a baby. I'm about to tell you, no, I just can't not tell you. Has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Also, that lovely pink gown, only an Aztec princess was allowed to wear that lovely pink gown with lovely designs in it. So when Juan Diego looked, he sees an Aztec virgin princess that's going to have a baby. Now, as a matter of fact, the princess that's going to have a baby, it's a very good description of the Blessed Virgin Mary when she was 16. This way she appeared, a princess that's going to have a baby. Right now, what we really were talking about was when a lady is going to have a baby, all kinds of natural laws come into play. She knows. The lady knows. She may not know how to read and write. Or she may have got to a junior year in the university and flunked out. But she knows. She knows clearly and brilliantly. This is my baby. I must take care of my baby. And that is placed in her by God. Now, a man-made law is not allowed ever to tumble, to topple a natural law, because the natural law comes from God. And if any human power comes along and says, oh, it's all right, it's not law. Thomas Aquinas, who's arguably the best thinker of all time, Aristotle included, says that law is an ordinance of reason, so that when law goes against reason, it is not law, it is violence. Taking taxpayers' money, their money, to pay for the killing of babies, call it a law. Oh, call it a law all you want. It's not a law. It is a violence. It is against all reason. Reason says, mothers, if you have this instinct to protect your babies, protect your babies. If you have this instinct to teach your daughter to care for your grandchildren, that's a very sound instinct. It's an ordinance of reason. You see, reason means the correct use of the intellect. Anything that goes against the correct use of the intellect is not law, because law is an ordinance of reason. It seems to me that if people decide to walk around, that is to say, spend their lives, if people decide to spend their lives obeying the natural law, obeying the natural law, they're going to be like joyous. Joyous. They're living according to nature, but not just in our case, living according to nature. And if you obey the natural law, you're living according to nature, and it's going to be in you a tremendous tendency to joy. Just flat out joy. You see it. So often you see people that are just spontaneously happy all the time. But just take a little look and you're going to find, I don't mean this phony, worldly happiness, maybe they call it, you know. You manage to always at the right time, to the right person. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spontaneous, real joy that is enjoyed by persons who obey the natural law. Just one quick natural law. For a child to honor and love his mother and father is a natural law. It's not natural for a little boy to push his mom or slap her. It is natural. You see it in little girls. It's natural for a little girl to be happy as can be when daddy comes home from work. really now going to say for the third time, people who live by the natural law walk around happy. Because they're not destroying their own nature nor anybody else's. And of course, we are called on to go beyond that. It's not my theme now, so I'll just mention in passing, we are called by Christ in virtue of our baptism to live the natural law in the state of grace, divine grace, which is infinitely above nature, not in contradiction to nature, but infinitely above it, because sanctifying grace is a created by God, a created by God share in God's own Godness. So that God from heaven can say to his angels, look at my kid. Just look at my kid. Go take care of him. So, speaking of natural law, we're just not meditating for the moment fully, just in passing, on being elevated above nature to the condition of God's own adopted Son. Except when he adopts us, his own blood runs through our veins. We really do share in who he is. But since there is no contradiction between natural law, God is the author thereof, and divine law, the law of grace, we are called upon to live quite naturally, never against nature, respecting life, defending life by the natural law. And then, in addition to that, or married up with that, walk in God's own grace, like his kids. So there you are, the natural law. The church can never countenance violations of the natural law. She can forgive people, and she will, but she can never line up with violations of the natural law. That's why she says, let the baby live. It's going to bring you happiness. God love you.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.